The faceoff in front of Braden Holtby, and this from Capitals PR, Ken Sabourin, the backup goaltender for the second time in his life. Brett Lienhardt, the video coach for the Capitals, who did this in December of 2008, awaiting to get Semyon Varlamov back from AHL Hershey. The Bears were on a trip to Texas and couldn't get here in time. Lienhardt sat for 10 minutes there. He's doing it again tonight against Montreal.
Yeah, he is. He's sitting there, and I bet you he's as nervous as can be, hoping and hope he stays in that net. He
Stay
doesn't want to go there.
Yeah. Kind of like the adult beverage commercial. Stay healthy, my friends.
All right, so, Brett, last night we see the warm-up. We see what happens. At what moment when you were in the locker room did you realize, oh, hey, wait a minute, this might have an impact on me?
Yeah, I was. I usually go out on the bench as a coach to get the other team's lines for warm-up. And one of our assistant coaches, Blaine Forsyth, came in and said that there was an injury out there with Nuvi. And immediately there was a joke about me being on the bench, but then George came down. They called Don Fishman, the assistant GM. Paperwork was processed, and right as we were talking about all this, we had to send a trainer back to Kettler to get my equipment. Then I kind of realized, yeah, I'm going to probably get here. I figured by the end of the first, and then I'd be able to sit on the bench for two periods.
Ken, we understand that Brett Lienhardt's gear is, in fact, in the building, correct?
Yes, it's here, so I would imagine you might see him, I don't know if you'll see him on the bench or not, but he will be ready if he needs to. That's the furthest thing that the Capitals are thinking about right now.
That's right.
But, yeah, he is, and unfortunately, that he will have the equipment on.
We remember the equipment thing in Arlington and downtown. It's not that far away, but that doesn't mean that logistically trying to get this together all the while, you've got a job to do here on the coaching staff. I mean, you were juggling a lot of things last night.
Yeah, it was funny because one of the things I do right before warm-up is I print off the lineup cards for the coaches that they keep like in their inside pocket on the bench. And we had a problem with the printer. So I'm running around like an idiot trying to do my own job, trying to find paper and get a fresh ink cartridge and stuff. It was hilarious. And then all of a sudden this happened. So I knew I had a job to do. I knew for the first period I would just sit in the locker room and break down the video. It was a little hard to concentrate. I was a little nerves there, but
absolutely.
Yeah, but I had to keep my eye on the road and do my job for sure.
Ken Sabourin, we've got a little bit of an update as far as Brett Lienhardt's concerned.
Well, exactly. We talked about before, he's got a job to do and he's not going to stop doing his job. He's in uniform, but he is in the room. In the video room, doing breaking down tape in between the first period for the coaches.
Now, there was a picture of you pretty much in full gear that Sergei Kucherov had sent out that you're truly filling two roles at this point. You're underneath. Now, we can't see you from the press box, but you're in uniform and you're ready to go even before you were out on the bench.
Yeah, well, I know how important video is to the team and to the coaching staff, especially when we're on the first game of a back-to-back. So I kind of said to them, listen, I'm not going to go on the bench. I'm going to sit back here, maybe half gear, break down the video, and then once the gear got on and I saw the jersey with my name on it, I just said, listen, I gotta get out there, I'll break down the video on the plane. They understood. Things were starting to go a little bit better in the second, and that picture you saw was funny because I came off the bench. That was after the second period, actually, and it wasn't like I was in there cutting up video, but I just came in quick in my equipment and brought up, I think, one of the goals against, just for the coaches to review. So
yeah, it's you certainly were a busy guy last
year. Sergei caught me at 30 seconds. I actually had to sit in that chair and get some video. Yeah.
Now, this has happened before. Semyon Varlamov was with Hershey and stranded in Texas, and I was actually there on that end of it when you got the word a few years ago. What were the differences between what happened last night and a few years ago, when, other than the fact you were number 80 last time and you were 35 last night?
Yeah.
What were some of the other things? Was it similar? Was it different? What were the differences and such?
I think for me, well, the biggest difference for actually being a goaltender was that the first one was tougher because I had to actually take warm-up. So cameras were on. The whole hockey world got to see me actually make saves on these guys, or at least try to make saves. This time it was easy. It was just sitting on the bench. So even though last time was only 10 minutes and this one was more than half a game, it was more difficult the first time, probably because I had to take warm-up. But then again, the first time I was only 1 year removed from college hockey, I was probably in better shape. I'm 20 pounds heavier now. Luckily, they only had me listed at 185 still, so that was good.
I did notice that at 6'7", 185 on the sheet last night. So you're saying that's not entirely accurate?
No, I'm closer to two bills now. So I'm glad they just left that the way it was.
Stretch, thanks for joining us. And certainly not under the best of circumstances with Nuvi, but it was kind of neat to see you out there last night.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
And a salute to the fans here at Center Ice. from the players on this Black Friday, needing a victory, Kenny. They get it here. Brent Leanhart on the ice here to raise sticks for the rest of his teammates. That is fantastic, except he doesn't have the stick. That's the problem.
Well, he doesn't even have one.
He doesn't have one. Number 35, Brent Leanhart, heading down the tunnel, backing up and heading down the stretch here. The Capitals coming up with a 3-2 win